For decades, longtime Moose Jaw resident Glenn Hagel has given countless hours of his time to serving the people of his community not only as the city's mayor and MLA, but through a host of volunteer ventures designed to help make lives better in the city. And all the while, he was surrounded by many, many others in the community trying their best to do the same, through as many means as possible. On Friday afternoon, Hagel and a host of his fellow Moose Jaw citizens received their just reward. A total of 45 people from all walks of life, education, sports, community volunteers, military and everything in between, were honored with the Queen Elizabeth Platinum Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan, during a special ceremony at the Heritage Inn. The award is in honor of Queen Elizabeth's 70th anniversary of ascending to the throne and is designed to recognize significant contributions and achievements by Saskatchewan citizens. While accomplished public servants like Hagel and many others honored Friday might be used to recognition, this was something a little more special in his eyes. This is really at the top of the list, and adding to it is it coming at a time at the end of Her Majesty's career and the proximity to her passing, Hagel said shortly after receiving the medal from Saskatchewan Provincial Secretary and Moose Jaw North MLA Tim McLeod. It reminded me how deeply and strongly I felt common values with Her Majesty about the structure and the process of our democracy and how that contributes to the potential for happiness of people who live all around us. Sarah Bryan, vice chair at Heartland Hospice, was also among those honored for her countless hours of volunteer work in the community. "It's so meaningful and more emotional than I expected," she said. "It was a very beautiful ceremony and it's such an honor to see all the people here. We have an amazing community and I'm constantly astonished at how much is being done by people who are represented here today and who aren't here today. Just going through the list, it's, oh, they're here and it's cool to see them here. It's really nice to be a part of." Fellow recipient Ryan Bowen felt much the same way after being honored for his years of service as a teacher, educator and coach with the Prairie South School Division. "It's fantastic, I wasn't really sure what to say when I heard about it," said Bowen, the director of education for PSSD. "There are some kids here I used to coach and teach in high school and lots of people I've connected through with work and lots of people who do great things in the community as volunteers. So it's a really nice thing for the community and to see all these people involved and recognized this way." Also honored on Friday were Dana Ansell, Colin Belcher, Starla Ann Bond, Richard Barassa, Eric Campbell, Alex Carlton, Rob Carney, Roy Champion, Crystal Chow, David Chow, Bonnie Lee Copeman Bender, Elise Yolanda DeGary, Bernard Dudka, Della Ferguson, Clyde Garrett, Darlene Guy, Ken Hawks, Melanie Hopkinson, Ryan Rechka, Bert Hunt, John Iatridis, Gail Jones, Shant Harutun Kavegian, Lori Kosier, Melinda Lee, Jackie LaRue Mason, Michael James McNeil, Jared Matheson, Warren Miller, Rod Montgomery, Greg Moore, Josh Pennycad, Joel Pinell, Jared Robinson, Kyle Sarita, Angela Sarita, Carly J. Smith, Robert Todd Smith, Robert Thomas, Wendy Vincent and Grenville James, Tex, Young. A total of 7,000 medals are to be awarded throughout Saskatchewan, with Queen Elizabeth herself having approved the design at Windsor Castle on May 17. For more on the awards, including the nomination criteria, be sure to visit https://bit.ly/3veb08.